Hello and welcome to episode 6, season 5 of the Swamp
Elstonwick
Cricket Club podcast.
Far better than Max and Woody already.
Yeah, so I was about to say we're without an inspirational host, Maxi, today. So we're running our own. Me, Mick and Coops.
It's going to be very thrown together. We'll see how we go.
We'll throw it together. We're joined by two very special guests. I'll introduce them now. Ollie Rowland and Jensen Kelsey.
Thanks.
Welcome,
boys.
Yeah, backpacking official.
Thanks for having us.
They're one of about 25 English players that we've got at the club. Two, sorry, that we've got this year.
Quite surprised to get the call up before Trips, even that we pay him.
Trips has been on, hasn't he?
No, not yet.
He's hiding away from the microphone.
Yeah, no, I think Max said he's got to wait for Trips to get a ton before he gets him on.
So. Yeah, his height doesn't quite come through on podcasts, so there's no real point of having him.
So just before we get into the match reports, I'll just get the English boys to give us a little spiel on how you're finding your time out here.
Yeah, it's been so good. Well, when we spoke to Cam before joining, he was said it would be a very social and young club. Found that all the social has been class. So, won the first one we were at, the beer pong. Seems like ages ago now, but
wild card team.
Class.
Hey? Wild card team.
You lose, wild card team. Lost in round one, but got brought back in. That's all that matters. We won it in the end. So,
Just same as that, really. Like, even when I haven't been always having the most success on the pitch, it's always boys getting around me, making myself feel a bit better about myself. And yeah, now 2026, hoping I'm taking that as my year.
New man.
Yeah, new man.
New man.
New
season.
More runs, hopefully.
More runs in 2026 than I've got in 2025. So
I hope so as well.
Yeah, we're all,
we're all in the same boat.
Oh, very good. So yeah, we'll move on to the match reports. We've got two representatives from the twos, one from the threes and one from the fifths on the weekend. So we'll fill those games in and we'll cover off the other ones as well. But we'll start with Ollie in the fifths. Just take us through what happened on the weekend, mate.
So we were playing Hampton away. I actually made my debut against Hampton and failed to score in my debut. So I was out for a bit of revenge. We lost the toss and batted first. I opened up with Hayden Thompson. And we were just sort of getting going, and then Hayden was unfortunately bowled. He made 7. Then we had a bit of a collapse in the middle. Ethan Hall and Yass both failing to really trouble the scorers. But then, luckily, me and Bash sort of managed to steady the ship a bit in the middle and take us up till drinks. And then, yeah, we both fell in consecutive overs just after drinks. A few other contributions in the tail. Neil Smith making 20. And then, yeah, we were bowled out for 120 in the end. But we felt that was defendable, especially given sort of scores across the league in general since we've been playing. And, yeah, we got off to an absolute flyer. Timmy Fonda up top, just continuing to take poles for fun. And then they had a bit of a resurgence in the middle. End up going down to the wire, but unfortunately Hampton pipped it. But yeah, electric game.
Looks like a good game. Do you want to do the fours?
I'll do the CSB. I'll get the other CSB teams out of the road. So in the Sunday ones, we played Bond Beach. Looks like we batted first. Dylan Flavelle with another 50. Not much coming from the likes of Hammer, Fonda. Thompson came in with 15 not out at the end, with James Devesi 24 not out, but not much else to get the boys up to a total of 124. Bond Beach didn't have a lot of trouble with the chase. They scored 125 off their 22 overs, so chased it down pretty comfortably. Then in the women, they had a tough day as well, posting 105. Carolyn Larcher, 18 not out, and Shannon Elphick, 30. Got the total up to 105. Bentley, none down, 123. So, not the best day out for the girls, but we'll get them next time. I'll jump in with fours as well.
They didn't play.
Fours was the bye.
That's my job done then.
You're not going to do threes?
Someone else should do my threes for me.
Jensen, take us through the threes.
I can jump in for the threes for you. Well, I'm guessing, did you win the toss, lose the toss?
I reckon we won the toss.
Won the toss? Had a bat? Well, the open. Well, there wasn't really much to talk about in the batting, was there, Coop?
No, not at all.
Well,
it's only one standout. Yeah. Contribution.
Well, I think Coop ended up making about, 70% of the runs there? 87 or 106. How good? Coop is back.
I'm back. God, I hope I'm back.
Then James Collins with a 14 red. That's pretty good. And then extras, third top score with 14. So, reckon move on to the bowling innings quite quickly.
Can I just jump in there? I heard you were 7 for 30. Is that right?
7 for 30, yeah. I think we were 8 for 60, maybe?
And ended up winning the game, so...
Oh, I've just had a look as well. How many runs is that of 54 of your 87 coming from boundaries? We'd like to see that, Coop. Entertaining
innings.
I'm not
running. I'm not running much.
And then with the ball, let's have a look. Oh, Jared, very tidy up top. Cut her 3 wickets. Venkat, tidy again, another 3 wickets.
Well, Jared's earned himself a new rock in the nets tonight after that. So,
oh, really?
He's claimed
a new nickname as well.
Oh, yeah, I heard this.
Focky. Yes. Friend of coach FOC Focky. Had a lovely day out.
Was he liking it? What was his response there?
I had no idea what was going on for the first time.
I think he was trying to pretend that he didn't hate it. So it didn't stick, but it's going to stick.
Did it carry on Saturday night?
Yeah, it carried on for a bit. And then, Chief with 2 bowls and Benno with a pole. Wow, the whole... Oh, no, never mind. That's just play cricket playing up. Said the whole team bowled, but... No, good. Yeah. Good tidy win from the threes. What's that make it? 21 on the trot?
21 on the trot, I believe, yes.
Oh. So, Coops, can you just run us through what happened when... Did you know you were on 87?
No idea. No, I don't usually get up to those sort of numbers, so I don't know what that feels like. and I was far too tired to continue, so I'm not too upset. Would have liked to get the 3 figures, but...
Well, and knowing the way you play, I don't think it would have mattered either.
No, I wasn't going to change the way I was. I got that far.
So, yeah, good win there by the threes. Yeah. I'll do the twos. I can't remember whether we...
It was our first loss.
We lost the toss.
Toss of the year, yeah.
We lost the toss and bowled first. The wicket was pretty good. It was good early. We were on top with the ball early, and they never really recovered. Coburg, they started all right, and then we just ran through them through the middle and ended up bowling them out for 109. Tanish and Krish bowled awesome through the middle, two spinners in tandem. Raj with his classic twofer, and should we mention the captain's bowling?
Oh, yeah.
He bowled himself seam up.
What was that? Oh. Fifth over of the game? Yeah. Something like that?
What, bowling sparks were on?
Yes, bowling sparks were on.
Pulled Cow off for 3 overs. Bates was like, give me the ball.
It's my time.
4 overs, 3 maidens, none for 2. So, looks like we'll be seeing a bit
economy
more.
Economy of 0.5.
Looks like we'll be seeing more of that, I reckon.
Feeling fit post-Christmas.
And then slid himself down the order. So,
do you want to tell the story? You weren't... keen about the change up at the start.
Well, yes. we were bowling and had him about 8 for, and he came up to me and said, "Oh, should we change the order?" I said, "Nah, we'll just get him none down," hoping that that would come true. And then he managed to change the order on me and brought in the great man, Jay Kelsey. And we nearly got there. We got it. What did we get? None for 75.
Snicked off to a 15-year-old or
something. We had a bit of fun opening the batting, and we'll say, well batted on the weekend, Jensen. It was good fun. And I was playing second fiddle for most of it, so it was good to stand at the other end and watch you hit a few boundaries. So we had a good win in the twos, passed them 2 down. So
move on to next week.
I'll take out with the ones. The big fella has just walked in, so I don't think I'll comment on his innings.
You timed that well.
So,
you did.
Looks like I'm going to say we won the toss. Won the toss and chose to bowl. Rolled Coburg for 156. Wickets shared around. Looks like Pat Hibbard. 1 wicket, 3 overs, 4 runs. very economical at the end there. And then in our batting innings, Tripps chipped in with a few. Everyone else chipped in, and they chased it down 5 down in 31 overs. So did it pretty comfortably. But yeah, that's it from the weekend. I did also check where everyone was standing at the after the first round after Christmas, and the ones are first, twos are second, thirds are first, fours are first, and CSB will leave that off. But geez, the subbies are going well.
Yes, it's been a great start, and coming into the important part of the season. So hopefully we can play some good cricket. I know in the top two grades we've got some strong sides, in the last 6 games.
Yeah,
so it'll be a good test coming into finals. So
good round of finals, definitely.
Yeah, it's an exciting part of the year coming up.
Well, let's move on to what we've all been waiting for, the year 11.
Yeah.
See who gets the Guernsey and the boys backing
you. I can go first.
Well, I chose to have a little bit of a criteria. Otherwise, I thought we might have a very similar EEL 11. In the break, when I went travelling through Adelaide and Sydney with a few mates, quite a lot of backyard cricket was played. Mm. So this is bang on your own, just survive for as long as possible. So in my criteria, it was obviously people I like playing with. You've got to be gritty with the bat and you've got to give good chat in the field. Got to sledge the opponents out. So,
do you have to have multiple of those categories or is one enough?
Depends how strong you are at each character. It's not a problem for my number one because I actually got the two skipper, Lachlan Baker. Look through a couple of the highlights. 16 of 69 pills. That's the kind of strike rate we want in backyard cricket. And I've heard good things about his chat in the field, especially teams against like Caulfield. Apparently gets quite heated, so
especially
he earned a spot there.
Under-18s, he really targets the under-18s. He's very good at it.
That's good. And then, unfortunately, Brian Hammer just missed out as well. I saw a 4 of 44, which almost edged into my EEL 11. Well, but unfortunately, after Saturday, Mick Edwards has gained the other opening spot. Gritty with the bat, good in the field. 19 off 78 pills as the highlight of the season for me.
Wow.
That was a strong innings.
What game was that?
That was when you and Bakes actually did it together. It was in the Wands.
I was batting overnight, so
Earned your spot.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate it. And then, get used to it because that's about the only way I go about it.
At three, I've got Sam Groves, just because he looks so jet normally. So I feel like he must be good at backyard cricket. He's just good at cricket in
general. I'm sure he could be gritty if he wanted to, but that's just too boring.
No,
it's not cool enough.
Yeah, you need like a cool cover drive in there every so often.
Definitely.
At four, I think it will be his debut in an EEL 11, and I've got Krish. Not really to go with like the criteria. I just kind of wanted to chuck.
Well,
Krish,
I reckon leg spin, especially if you can land him in good areas in backyard cricket.
Oh yeah,
unplayable.
Well, yeah, no seamers were picked. A
couple of 6-7 celebrations as well might be.
Wow. Yeah. So Krish just in there for vibes, really. I wanted to get him in. At five, not really going with his batting, but the other host of today, it's Cooper Davies. More for just like
good pick.
Solid chat in the field. What I've heard, I'll leave out his comment from the weekend, because I've been told to leave it out. But ask him about it if you want. Six, I've got Woody. Just because every time we're playing a two-day game together, he always goes on about how he just loves the 70th over and standing in the field. So I thought maybe he could convert that into batting at some point and he'd be a good chance.
He only says that because he's still standing at slip.
He's turning words into grit. Yeah, I really like playing 80 overs. Yeah, it's great. That makes me gritty, doesn't
and
it?
I also thought you could just like chew some opponent's ears with some like Barmy Army chants.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
As an Englishman, I'm already getting a bit tired of it. Seven. Now, this guy doesn't actually bat at seven, but when he debuted for the club, he did. And we made our debut together, and that's Braden Stotch-Oliver. I really feel like he's got a future at seven. Unfortunately, he got a good one the only time he's batted seven at the club, when everyone came down on that Sunday. I thought I'd give him a bit of redemption in the
E11. Do you want to see the worst decision you've ever seen in your life? Check Frogbox round two.
Yeah. So I thought I'd give him another go at seven. And then eight, I've gone with Keck, because most of the time when we were playing backyard cricket, it was either with a few beers or quite hungover. And Keg's been known to be quite good at playing hungover, especially games like Bayswater, where almost didn't rock up that day.
I was going to say, from the sounds of it, he'd do it most weeks anyway, wouldn't he?
So, yeah, Keg's in there. At 9, we've got Matt Littlechild. Use him as a bowler because stayed at his house a couple of times. He was just telling me about how good he was a bowler up at the Gold Coast. So I'm going to give him a go.
Picking more people on just comments they've said.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, not this guy. I've got Bash at 10. Bowls with both hands, which I think would be quite helpful in backyard cricket, you know? So he's in there and he can also just chew a bit of ear. And then 11, I've got Trips. Because he tries to bowl with both hands a bit in the net, so I think he could learn a bit off Bash. Bit of a prodigy player there. Not allowed to bat. He's too aggressive. But, yeah. And then Coach is just Coach, just for beers and vibes after the game.
Great. Coach is in some great form.
That's a very good. Go.
Coach could do it himself.
That's a very good deal, Evan. Very good. Ollie.
Strong. So
talk us through it first. Have you got a criteria?
Well, my criteria is everyone's sort of bringing something a little bit different. So whilst it's a traditional cricket team, everyone's got a specific role within our team. So opening up, I've got a bit of a dynamic duo here of LJ and Soch. So so I've got LJ as a night watchman because I've been looking at his strike rate, especially on Saturday, below 100. So he's going to knuckle down. And then Soch is in as my power hitter.
Yeah, right.
Because I saw Soch in his debut in the fives get a run of ball 45.
Wow.
So
that's impressive.
Which he's
there to whack it. LJ's going to knuckle
LJ's
down.
LJ's 150 or whatever. 35 runs, not quite the same.
Yeah. But the 2026 LJ, he's here to knuckle down. In at 3, we've got Coach. And he's here to inspire the boys both on and off the field. Because not only is he inspirational, you know, out there in the field, in the nets, he's also inspirational in the SB, as I found on many occasions, including on the weekend. So,
or yeah, Republica.
He's in three. Or Republica, for that matter.
Or,
yeah.
Or the Quarter Hotel. Or or the Village Bell.
In at 4, I've got a man who I debuted with as well. And I believe he's actually probably the best side armour, not just in Elsenwick, but in the country, and that's Harrison Dines. Dinesy. Wow. He's good great call. Value off the pitch as well. He's always bringing the noise in the field. He was part of that electric sort of atmosphere that was going on Saturday in the fives. So he's in at 4. And then in at 5, I've got Keg. He's there to sort of chop pints and abuse the opposition.
He'll bring snacks too.
He will.
Yeah.
Plenty of them as well.
What's that supposed to mean? Do you want to elaborate?
He'll bring you foods or whatever he sells.
Hello Fresh.
Hello Fresh.
I don't know if he's still doing that anymore. Well, you must.
He must have a few spare boxes.
Yeah.
And then at 6, I've got Max, and he's going to be the team DJ.
Bad pick.
I've seen on many occasions up in the rooms how good his DJing skills are. He's got great taste in music, and we need that in the team dressing room. So he's in at 6. And then at 7, I've got you, Coop.
Lovely. Good pick.
Mainly, you're just the form player at the moment. You know, I've been looking across the stats in Elsenwick, big runs, and you're bringing the vibes in at 7.
Get off it.
And then in at 8, we've got Fenny. Because I feel like he can bring quite a few of the celebs along to our games. Mm. Obviously, with his connections to Melbourne Stars. I like to see Glenn Maxwell in and around the squad. Just he can help learn off Dinesy can learn off him, etc.
Great party pick.
Possibly run the drinks, even.
He could even run the drinks, you know, just be there to chat to the boys, give them advice. In at 9, I've got my own skipper, Neil Smith. He's skippering the side for my U11 as well. He's just the captain, leader, legend of this squad.
Croatian coach.
Yeah, and one of the more inspirational men I've
If he can coach an international team, I'm pretty sure he's going to be all over the leadership of that team.
Exactly. The only issue I would say is he did tell me that when he took over as Croatian national team, they were 88, like second in the world, and now they're 105th. So they have slipped.
Second of what world?
No, 82nd.
Jesus Christ, get your stats out here.
Anyway, at 10, I've got the great man, the Neil Stark, the Mitchell Stark regen. That's Tim Fonda.
Tim Fonda makes it into many E11s.
Is he the most informed player at the club?
It's him or LJ.
I'm hitting him like that.
he just
Well, just as dangerous with the left arm in swing.
Exactly,
the pads.
Yeah.
Just get your front pad out the way.
Yeah, serious player. And then coming at 11, I've got Bash. He's, again, he's bringing the tunes as well. Obviously, very talented on the oboe. and he's also got just great vibes. He was, again, electric on Saturday in the field, bringing the noise. So he rounds out the 11. And my 12th man, actually, shout out, is Robin Christensen, because she's just gone with the food. She's going to keep the boys fueled for the whole
Perfect.
Whole time we're out playing. So, yeah.
A couple of great 11s there. Very good.
Thank
Very
you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Anything else to sign us off?
No. I don't have a run sheet in front of me, believe it or not. So. No.
Well, I think we did it. I think we did it, boys. Well done all.
Well Thank done all. And yeah, good luck to everyone on the weekend. And yeah, go Eels.
Go Eels.
Go Eels. Go Eels.